Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting second. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Milges. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Milges. And now, play ball. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sissel moves to third. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fonseca. Sissel scores. Shires moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to home to get Shires. Hoffman moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Jameson moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Averill moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jameson scores. Averill moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires has Averill trapped. There's the throw to Berg and over to Kaum, who tags Averill for the out. Fonseca moves to third. Falk moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Porter reaches second base with a double. Fonseca scores. Fox scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter moves to third. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Porter scores. Gardner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lions can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gardner scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Hal McCain now pitching. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berg for the out. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McCain, and towards Sissel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Berg and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel bunts towards the mound. Milges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sissel moves to second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shires takes first base on ball 4. Sissel moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sissel scores. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball four. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Cobb moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Whatwood moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood. Porter reaches second base with a double. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0 for 1 in the game. McCain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. McCain reaches second base with a double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel bunts towards the mound. Milges fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Sissel steals second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shires hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Shires reaches second base with a double. Sissel scores. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 0 for 1 in the game. Milges bunts towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops it up and throws to first, with McCain covering, for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whatwood strikes out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Falk moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCain bunts towards the mound. Milges fields it and throws to first for the out. Berg moves to second. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berg moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Porter catches it and throws to first to double up Sissel. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 0 for 1 in the game. Milges hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Shires, and towards Kerr, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a pop-up towards third. Kham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate pinch hits for John Kerr. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gardner. Berg moves to second. Grady Adkins pinch runs for Mo Berg. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Hal McCain. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Frank Sagafa's now playing second base. Ed Walsh now pitching. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardner hits a line drive towards first. Shires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 0 for 2 in the game. Milges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Milges moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milges scores. Jameson moves to third. It's 7-5, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Averill reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 8-5, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Averill scores. It's 10-5, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. It's 11-5, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Porter reaches second base with a double. Falk goes all the way around to score. It's 12-5, Indians. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Shires reaches second base with a double. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.